InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
You noticed about a week and a half ago, Iran declared war on the United States. And that's because they knew the West, U.S. and Israel, was already launching color revolution there. And now for 3 days, it's been in full bloom. Trump came out today and said if they shoot any of the protesters, which they've been doing all over the country, that the United States will come to their aid. And if Trump says that, he'll do that. Just like Nigeria. Just like they're now bombing ports in Venezuela. Remember last week at Mar-a-Lago? Trump's a Netanyahu and is like, oh yes, we'll strike them right away if they do anything. And so that is not what we voted for. I am not for the mullahs. I am not for them trying to wipe Israel off the map either. But this is one of the last countries that the West has not toppled over there. And I'm all for their people doing it, but I really don't think we should have been involved in this. I think most of you agree with me on that. And all this began when the U.S. overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. It was pro-America and not even pro-Islam, pro-expansionist Islam back in 1953 in Operation Ajax. It just goes on from there. Long history of meddling. Unrest spreads across Iran. Protests turn deadly. Trump and Tehran exchange threats. President Trump warns Iran the U.S. will get involved if the regime shoots and kills peaceful protesters. Well, that's happened. And you heard the new doctrine from Trump last week. Oh, yes, we need to take out their ballistic missiles. Well, that means you can hit targets anywhere in the country. So now we're not talking about taking out the nuclear sites. Now it's this wide-open ballistic missile situation. Israel with the United States and with Turkey has taken out all of Israel's enemies that have any real power other than Iran. And, of course, the Saudis don't like Iran either. And I predict if Israel, with the U.S., is able to overturn Iran, they'll do something like break it in a couple pieces and give some radical Islamic group control of a part of it. Then we'll be at war with them in 5 years, just like Israel created Hamas and put them in charge of Gaza and admitted they did it to destabilize things. I'm sick of this crap. And I come to it from a well-researched, very pragmatic position. I don't want to blow up Iran. I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't hate the Persians. I don't hate the Jews. But I do hate the American Empire that's been there for 100 years, really, along with the British Empire, sucking us into this and then open our borders up and bringing in the incompatible, most radical forms of Islam to then balkanize our country and who have incredible chips on their shoulders because of the things we've been doing over there. So I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I know talking to General Flynn on and off air, he's worried about this Iran situation. He's worried about Venezuela. He wouldn't cry himself to sleep at night if Maduro got removed. He is a brutal dictator, but it's another quagmire. It's bigger than Texas. We could get sucked into a new Vietnam. It's just got so many problems. And I see listeners, they go, we're confused. You say you overall support regime change, but you can't trust it. It's too dangerous, so you don't. You can understand that, right? It's like the doctors. Yeah, Grandpa needs this triple bypass, but he's 80 years old, and people die about half the time with one of these, so it's the surgery's too dangerous. Like, we support doing the bypass, but you can. Now, the point is that Trump ran on peace. And he has done a good job in many areas. He's trying to shut down the big one with Russia and Ukraine. But Israel and Netanyahu just have so much undue influence. And it's wrong. And now Israel has doubled down and officially called to repeal the First Amendment of the United States. You talk about a foreign power meddling in our internal affairs. This is outrageous. The chutzpah is just disgusting.
Blade. when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lie. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's my first official live transmission of the incredible year that we just entered, 2026. It is January 2nd, 2026, in the year 2026. And I come to you at 11:06 a.m. Central Standard Time, transmitting defiantly against the tyrants worldwide. We got several huge guests coming up today on the impending war with Iran that's basically already here. Venezuela as well, how that ties into the new world war I told you last year we're already into. Or I guess now I said that in the twilight of 2024, so 2 years ago. Massive geopolitical movements all going into place, extremely dangerous, fraught with peril. Trump says if you shoot any peaceful protesters in Iran, we're going to come back them and hit you with military strikes. That a week after Trump said, yeah, we're looking at taking out their missile sites now, not just their nuke sites. So that sure escalated quickly. Trump calls himself the peace president. Overall, he's dialing back the big ones with Russia and others. And he did run on not letting Iran get nukes. So he didn't break that promise hitting their nuclear sites. I still didn't support it. It was too dangerous. And I said, watch, Israel will be back wanting full war. And Trump last week, we showed him live at Mar-a-Lago with Netanyahu. And he's like, yeah, I think they're getting ready to shoot any more missiles. We're going to hit their whole country, basically. You know, I think they have nukes. We'll hit them really hard, even faster. And Netanyahu looked really happy. Iran says they're at war with us now. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up. And now Netanyahu has come out in the last 2 months. He did it again last week. And so there's an eight-front war now, not just fighting the Muslims, but fighting in America to censor people. And again, everybody knows I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I don't sit around and go, oh, look, they did something bad again. Yay. I don't think it's the center of the universe. I don't think Israel's the only country that can do evil. I'm not an apologist for Israel either. But a lot of the anti-Israel crowd, the Islamicists and the Nazis, and man, I mean, they just lie and they're anti-Western and hate me. So I just call balls and strikes here. But now Israel and its lobbies are openly calling for the repeal of the First Amendment. I mean, point blank. And so I posted about this morning, and immediately I had the Israel worshipers, mainly Christian Zionists, with their brigades saying, I'm a liar, and Netanyahu doesn't want this, and I'm with the Muslims, and I'm just stop it. Just stop. I mean, if you go look at my feeds on Rumble or X or InfoWars anywhere, I'm literally attacked by all the Nazis. I'm attacked by the Muslims. I'm attacked by the Israel First lunatics. And all I'm trying to do is just not have a nuclear war. And Israel has no business saying repeal your First Amendment for your own safety, which I have clips of their main cyber czar, the godfather of their modern system in NSA, the former head of the 8200 group, literally saying it's time to get rid of the First Amendment. I mean, just good Lord. And it's at the same time all these other governments and groups are pushing it. So I'm going to break down why this is so dangerous and where this is really going. But remember when I was on Tucker Carlson in March, you know, the 2 times before the last time I was on, and he and I both agreed. In fact, we have compilations. Somebody should find that. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson warn of major false flags against synagogues to bring in a repeal of the First Amendment. I think that's the exact headline. And now we're here. Oh, look at Trump right here. Locked and loaded. Trump and Iranian officials exchange threats over protests. And what they are is color revolutions being spurred and pushed by the U.S. and Israel. That does not mean they're not popular. That does not mean they're not populist. Does not mean they're not legitimate. For those who don't know, Iran has one of the youngest populations in the world. They've had a baby boom when the rest of the world really hasn't. But they've done internal polls. Something like 85% of people under 30 hate the government, hate the mullahs, and around half of the middle-aged people and older folks do too. The mullahs are unpopular. But they've got their paramilitary and their guard and all the rest of it. So I would love to see Iran be free. What an advanced culture. What smart people, high IQs, amazing artists. I mean, really, historically, amazing fine people. And it was about 1,000 years ago, they let in a few thousand Muslims who were being kicked out of Saudi Arabia because the Sunnis kicked the Shiites out. And you see how that went for you. Yeah. 1,000 years ago, there wasn't really one Muslim in Iran, and well, now it's a Muslim. That's how it works. There's countries that are Muslim and are about to be. So, I'd love to see peace throughout the whole region, the whole world. I just am tired of it being the focus of everything. But it is today because we are hurtling towards total war in that region. And Iran's allied with China and with Russia. And we're hurtling towards total war with Venezuela. It all ties into a larger geopolitical situation. You got Mamdani getting sworn in on the Quran, immediately promising to take private property. It's a classic communist move, the Red-Green Alliance. Unbelievable developments with citizen journalists. I've seen videos in 30, 40 states, and I'm told it's everywhere, finding not just the Somalis, but mainly the Muslims, because they work as units. But also you've got other groups of the, quote, migrants coming in, being signed up by Democrats and NGOs on how to milk the system. Then they pay a large portion, usually more than half, to the Democrat, and UN NGOs. They're now finding head UN officials owning, you know, 30, 40 daycares in Minneapolis. They're finding UN officials owning a whole bunch of healthcare facilities. I mean, we're talking official UN high-level representatives of major governments like Somalia. Of course, the Somalis aren't doing this on their own and just getting away with it. Biden hired 87,000 new IRS agents down to $500 if you've gotten tips that they tracked through Vimeo. Huge fines. I know people that had a few thousand dollars from tips, didn't pay on them, and got like $10,000 fines from the IRS. Ooh, you didn't pay your $600, bitch. $5,000 fine. No judge, no jury. IRS will grab your bank account. But you want to steal $10 million a year as some bug-eyed Somali? Well, you're allowed to because they're paying the money to the Democrat Party. I've been explaining this forever. But thank God now people are aware of it. Thank God people are finally getting it. And the Somalis are a pirate slaver clan, and they follow the orders of their leaders. They vote 99% the way they're told. So they're the worst because the Democrats love working with them, because you can stick, even in a, you know, medium-sized town, 500 Somalis, and you can run 500, 600 businesses. You know, one of them can run a dozen businesses, and one of them can steal $10, $20 million. And they'll sit there and fill out the forms and do as they're told, and because they're pirates. I mean, they follow their boss's orders. Because in Somalia, they kill you if you don't. So they're a well-oiled mafia machine, even though on average they have a 70 IQ. So because they are so hierarchical, They're very effective. So basically, they're like robot thieves, okay? And they're perfect. So that's why they're so effective. And they're prized. They're prized creatures by the Democrats. And in Europe, they're prized by the Labour Party. In the UK, they've set up nests of them in all the major towns and cities. And they overperform at stealing. They just do a fabulous job because they're pirates. They're the captain now. And I told you about their arrogance because I've run into it. People are seeing it like, I'm a god, you're crap, I'm your god. Somalis created Earth. We created the U.S. We created Minneapolis. We've been here 3,000 years. We're going to rule you. You'll be our slaves. Ha, ha, ha. And you're like, oh, that's the exception. Now you're seeing thousands of videos of them bragging all wild-eyed. And you're like, what the hell is this? That's inbreeding psychotic behavior, ladies and gentlemen. And now in Minnesota and in Washington State and Oregon, they're saying, oh, we're going to arrest people that criticize Somalis for hate crimes. And they put out bounties on Nick Shirley. There's all these leftists online going, Nick Shirley, you're going to be dead soon. The bounty's on your ass. So creepy. That's all coming up. John Bowen just filed today a very powerful report dealing with the Islamic takeover. But the good news is there is a great awakening. It's very, very exciting. And then I want to go into Israel and the fact that Israel has joined the EU, the UK, Australia, Canada, and the WEF to try to overturn the First Amendment here and bring in an internet ID for the Uniform Social Credit Score. And when it comes to boots on the ground and control of Congress, Israel is one of the strongest lobbies, other than the teachers' union and the defense companies and energy. I mean, it's in the top four lobbies. And when it comes to subservience of the members of Congress, they've got great control. So when Israel wants our First Amendment, they tend to get it. And this is a foreign government openly meddling directly, not just in our own elections, but to take away the First Amendment, your speech. And it is outrageous. It is criminal. It is disgusting. And it's a very serious threat. Very serious. And Israel is just normalizing it. It's why you have the New York Times saying it's time to repeal the First Amendment. And they join the left in all of this. So it's a serious constellation of interests that want to take our rights. And I don't care who you are, where you're from, whether you call yourself a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Russian, Chinese, whatever the hell you are, you organize to take my free speech. You are a serious enemy of the country and of our freedoms. And Israel's got one of the strongest lobbies. They intend to do it. As I predicted, and so did Tucker in that March interview, you see him teeing up all this anti-Jew stuff and all this hype. It's being pushed. People have a right to do it. But my point is the setup's there, and the big false flags are coming as the catalyst to get this anti-free speech garbage through. And then Katie bar the door. And it's not just banning your speech. It's tracking everything you do with internet ID and what comes with that. The vaccine passports, the social credit score. This is the mark of the beast. This is the control system. They've got all the reasons they're bringing in around the world, all the systems. But at the end of the day, it's about a global technocracy over us all. And the majority of lobbies, whether it's the liberals, the communists, the left, the Muslims, the Jewish lobbies, they want the First Amendment overturned. The case is against me by the Democrat Party and supported by the ADL and other leftist Jewish lobbies. We're restricting the First Amendment with this Alex Jones case. By misrepresenting what he said and did, once we have the precedent, we'll be able to curtail it and take the rights free speech away. Well, now they're just going directly for it. So all Americans, whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or, you know, agnostic or whatever, everybody should agree on this or everyone's going to lose it. The answer to speech you disagree with is the truth. So here's John Bowen's report. We'll come back and get to the Israel clips that are insane.
is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal. Putting up a Christmas tree is not halal. Wishing people a happy Christmas or a merry Christmas is not halal. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
Islamist extremist threats continue to threaten Christmas and New Year's celebrations worldwide. In Germany, security forces arrested 5 men, including a suspected imam, for planning a vehicle ramming attack on a Christmas market in Bavaria.
And this comes after heightened security measures were put in place following car ramming attack at a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg last year, which killed 6 people and injured more than 300. And authorities say he called for the attack to be carried out with the aim of killing or injuring as many people as possible at the market.
In Poland, a 19-year-old student was detained for allegedly preparing an Islamic State-inspired bombing at a Christmas market, while Turkish police conducted raids detaining over 115 suspected ISIS members accused of plotting attacks on churches, synagogues, and New Year's gatherings during the festive period.
Authorities have taken dramatic action ahead of the holiday season. More than 100 suspected members of the Islamic State group have been arrested in a massive counter-terrorism sweep. Remember, Turkey shares a long border with Syria, nearly 900 kilometers, where jihadist groups remain active. That proximity has made the region a key concern for the Turkish security forces. And this operation comes shortly after a deadly attack in Syria on December 13, where a lone ISIS gunman, remember, killed 2 US soldiers and an American civilian.
Hugh, this is 70 strikes inside Syria, ISIS targets. That's significant. Having covered the Pentagon for a long time, that's not minuscule. And this is in response to the killing of those 3 soldiers that you saw the president meet at Dover Air Force Base.
This is a much needed and much welcome message to every enemy of America in the world that if you harm, and the president put in caps in his Truth Social, if you harm or threaten any American, especially our servicemen, he will hit you harder than you have ever been hit before. And so those people in ISIS, or whether or not they're in ISIS, I'm not sure, who are getting hammered tonight. A-10s mean they're close. They're in close and they're pounding the ground. This is the best thing President Trump could do to protect American troops and civilians abroad. I applaud him completely.
Back in Turkey, was orchestrating suicide attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, and Europe.
The Islamic State also issued explicit threats urging supporters to turn the holiday into a season of terror.
Islamic State put out, I guess, a sort of press release. It was described as a newsletter, whatever that means, calling for the Christmas period to become a season of terror, attacking Christians and Jews. And they mocked the fact that we've taken security measures at our Christmas markets, like those hostile vehicle mitigation bollards that we saw recently at Birmingham Christmas Market. And we've seen all sorts of Christmas markets being patrolled by armed police. This is a quote. They said, to engage crowds of Christians and Jews in the heart of Europe, America, and the Jewish state, running them over with buses, beating them, and smashing them with heavy hammers. So we've seen across Europe, we've seen in Germany, in Belgium, in France, nativity scenes have been destroyed, baby Jesus statues have been decapitated and stolen, a donkey was actually punched in the face.
But it wasn't just limited to Islamic hatred. Hindu nationalist groups intensified attacks amid the Christmas season also. Reports documented over 700 incidents of violence against Christians throughout the year, including assaults on carolers, vandalism of church decorations, disruptions of prayer meetings, and mob harassment, with organizations like the Vishwa Hindu Parishad urging Hindus to boycott the festival. While New Year's has become a display of global cowardice.
In Times Square at this time, we are continually operating in a heightened threat, and please be conscious of your surroundings.
Well, federal agents have arrested a Texas man for allegedly trying to help ISIS. The newly uncovered plot comes as DHS issues a warning urging people to remain vigilant during their New Year's Eve celebrations.
Federal charges have been filed against this ISIS sympathizer here in Texas. So he's charged with trying to give bomb-making materials to an undercover FBI agent who was posing as an ISIS member.
Just this month, a couple of weeks ago, the FBI announced a foiled plot in California where suspects allegedly planned to plant bombs to go off on New Year's Eve at several communities in Southern California. Five people were taken into custody. And of course, it's been almost 1 year exactly since that attack in New Orleans, just hours after 2025 officially rang in. The suspect drove a truck into a crowd, killing 14 innocent people. You see them right there. He was later killed by police. Authorities are working to keep New Orleans and other cities large and small across the country safe.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And they canceled New Year's celebrations all over Europe because the Muslims always go crazy, but they didn't care whether it was Sweden, whether it was Germany, whether it was France, whether it was the UK. They came out and burned up churches, fired fireworks, attacked police. Reporters out trying to walk around because, you know, obviously women aren't allowed under Islam to be out unattended at night. You saw what happened to Laura Logan in Egypt during the Arab Spring. 100 men grabbed her, started raping her. You know, similar stuff going on all over. That's what happens when you're occupied under this system. So let's go ahead and play a clip here. Now, this is the German streamer out there. And notice she gets slapped and hit in the head multiple times as soon as she shows up in the middle of the Muslims that have taken over, because no one dare go out in these city centers during Christmas or New Year's, or this is what happens to you.
Ich habe irgendwas abbekommen. Ich habe irgendwas gegen den Kopf bekommen. Au. Ich glaube, wenn ich so 2 Meter Türsteher stand, hätten die das nicht gemacht. Ah, schon wieder, Alter. Wichser!
So let's go ahead and show those clips you showed earlier with audio, please. The fireworks, the attacks, the burning.
Alles, ganz Berlin. Was ist los hier, Bruder? Was ist los? Gut, Bruder, gut, gut. Ich sehe gar nichts mehr, Leute. Alles vernebelt hier, alles.
What we'll do in post, because we're live, the crew did a great job. I sent them over 100 clips. And for whatever reason, the real violent clips I sent just didn't make it on the list. So I'm going to find those again, send them again. And when we post this up on X later and on Rumble, it's going to be there for you. But you can go to X, anybody can in 10 seconds. Just type in New Year's violence, Muslims, Europe. And you'll get the burning buildings, the attacks, the stabbings, all the rest of it. But I do have the clips with Israel calling for getting rid of the First Amendment. So we'll have those for you and this big story on the other side of this break. Please stay with us. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world, hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war. A fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I know most of you are already aware of this, but we need to really put this on the front burner. All over the world, at the nation state level, at the UN level, at the WEF level, at the BlackRock corporate ESG governance level, internet IDs are being rolled in that are already standardized to a UN standardized system in the last decade developed by Bill Gates, who heads up the working group with the communist Chinese. You can look that up. So we've got Bill Gates and the UN developing the world ID. They say the head of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the head of the UN, they say this will bring in the cashless society. This will track everything you do. We'll enforce the carbon taxes through it. If you don't say and do what we want, we will shut down your ability to travel, to have a bank account, to have a car. China's had this in for basically 10 years. And that's the model that is being implemented right here in the West. And they've got the professors and the left and the universities and the Democrats wanting censorship. You've seen that. We have the incredible censorship of the EU and of the UK suing Elon Musk and other American companies trying to make them censor us, and Brazil coming after X and others. And you have Keir Starmer working with the EU to try to censor Americans, and Trump has been putting basically sanctions on them, killing huge multi-billion dollar deals to put pressure on them. So that's a good sign. But then you have Netanyahu a few months ago in several speeches. We played him here many times. But he's given a new speech, repeated it again a few days ago, so we'll play that one in a moment, saying we've been in a seven-front war with the Muslims and with Iran mainly, and now we've got an eighth front. That is America and other Western nations criticizing Israel, and we're at war, and we're going to change the laws and regulations to stop people disagreeing with us. And the policies they've come up with, and there's articles about it today, include saying, criticizing the Zionist state. Well, whether that's right or wrong, from your perspective, you have a right to do that. But the bigger issue is, this is Israel openly trying to come over here and openly trying to pass laws and regulations to censor the American people. I mean, it's just over the top. Just like when Keir Starmer does it, or Ursula von der Leyen. We expose that. They've all got different excuses and all got different reasons for why they're doing it. And they're passing regulations in Australia and in Canada and in the UK if you criticize Islam, 3 years in prison. So all these different groups want censorship. The Muslim Brotherhood is financing censorship. Israel's financing censorship from the right-wing Likudniks. They've got all their minions in Congress. You've got the Rothschild arm censoring and trying to get censorship of conservatives. I mean, it's bad. And now we have Mr. Kramer, Shlomo Kramer, who's the former head of Israel's NSA, the 8200 group, 8200, saying it's time to limit the First Amendment, close quote. We need to control all the social platforms and take control of what they're saying. And I posted this and I said, see, he's joined Netanyahu on pushing the eighth front of the war. And I saw the pro-Israel people go, Alex, Netanyahu doesn't support this. And then I just posted the video of Netanyahu giving the order for this. And this guy is hooked into dozens of major companies he set up or is part of, the deal with banking and identity and all of it. And that stuff can be used to protect your identity. It can also be used to shut you down in a social credit score. And that's what he's saying. He's saying to protect you from foreign governments and AI, we've got to do this. And I did a really good breakdown this morning that I shot in my car. I think I nailed it there. Guys, download that. I'm going to air that in a few minutes, too. It's short, like 5 minutes long. I mean, I nailed it then. Why repeat it? So we'll play that in a moment. But this is outrageous. If he was proposing something reasonable, but saying we're going to have a foreign lobby manipulate Americans, I'd be against it. But this is tyrannical. There it is. The foreign government of Israel has publicly declared war on the American people's right to free speech. And that's what it is. Israel's leadership has now joined forces with the tyrannical European Union, UK, and others to overturn the First Amendment, effectively establishing an AI digital dictatorship. And his argument is, what I've told you is the argument of big tech here, well, China's dictatorial. They can run a better AI takeover than us, so their AI is going to win if we don't have censorship. But he's saying we've got to take your rights because individuals and foreign governments, corporations can do all this bad stuff with AI, so you've got to let us restrict your speech and decide who can talk and who can't. I mean, it is so evil. And he does it in his kind of whispering NPR version of Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. I was like, who does his voice remind me of? It's like an NPR version of if Arnold Schwarzenegger was,
yes, we do it for you. You don't need that speech anymore.
And you have to understand, folks, they put you in jail for 3 years if an Afghan rapes you and you criticize him as an Afghan. He gets no jail time. He gets parole. You get jail time. I mean, it's the same thing all over the Western world. So all of this that you think is to censor Muslims or censor whatever, or the KKK, no, it's for you. And so we have the left and the big think tanks and the different globalist parties and the Mondamis of the world allied in reality with the EU, the UK, and Israel coming in, lobbying, trying to get Americans censored. It's outrageous. And remember, this comes to you from the same globalist corporate combine blob that created COVID, released COVID, rolled out poison shots, censored everybody, did the psychological warfare. The same ones that covered up the Hunter Biden laptop and stole the 2020 election, all of that. So they've got all their different reasons for it. But I tell you, it gives me an intellectual headache to be here defending the First Amendment and free speech. And no matter who attacks it, I go after them. And then I get to have the idiots in the comments saying, oh, you're just anti-Semitic because you don't want Israel to defend itself. Israel defends itself by surveilling us and censoring us and controlling us. That's outrageous. And then I get to have all the idiots that only obsess on Jews going, oh, Jones, I thought you worked for them. What are you doing criticizing this? I always criticize Israel and does bad stuff. I do what's right. I go and I look at something and whatever is the common sense right thing to do is what I do. It's like Candace Owens. She says there's this Fort Huachuca plan to kill Kurt. All these people have alibis. Now she says, oh, it's not about a meeting to kill him. Yeah, that's what you said. And then her star witness is a complete famous con artist who he caught in total lies. And so I say, this is not true. Then they go, oh, you're not saying there was any help killing Kirk. You're not saying there should be an investigation. Yes, I am. All I do is what is moral. I don't sit around and ask, will this be popular? I don't sit around and ask, who will come after me if I do this? Netanyahu is making a move because the Democrats are weak to take over the Republican Party and take over the Trump administration. There's been internal battles and a lot going on, and Trump has acted like at points he's pulling away, but now in the last 2 weeks, he's acting like he is Benjamin Netanyahu's sock puppet when it comes to going to war with Iran and when it comes to censoring Americans, and it's a bridge too far for me. So I'm going to assess it, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to analyze it, and I'm glad he's got good appointments, and I'm glad the border's controlled, and he's making good economic decisions, he's trying to stop the Ukraine war, and I'm still going to support all that, but if it appears, and it looks like this is what's happening, that Trump is falling fully under the control of Benjamin Netanyahu, we're going to have a big war game here on air, all of us, decide what we're going to do about this. And the answer is put major pressure on Trump, protest Trump, try to get him back on the straight and narrow. That was a private conversation I had with Flynn. It wasn't off record. We didn't get into all the aspects of it. He was also very concerned. He's not anti-Israel himself, but he's anti-Israel lobby controlling us. And we talked about how they are pushing us into war with Iran, the censorship, and his big concerns. So that was part of the aspect that we didn't get to just because of time constraints. We'll come back soon and get into that. So this is our country. It's our sovereign nation. Doesn't belong to the Chinese or the UK or the, or the EU or Israel or anybody. But it is such a big deal and such an insult to have Netanyahu meeting with all these U.S. journalists and young people and influencers saying, you've got to go fight for Israel. You've got to convince everybody we're good. And by the way, don't worry, we're going to start censoring everybody to make your job easier. Now, is Israel the only group influencing us? No. The anti-Israel folks have this fetish and only cover what Israel's doing manipulating us. And when I cover other groups doing it, like the communist Chinese, I'm coming up for Israel. No, I'm not a one-trick pony. And the reason I explain this is not to defend myself. It's to get those of you out there to become multifaceted, a little bit deeper, so you understand these things. If you just oppose Israel trying to control our politics and take over our government from some hateful position, then that turns off people that would listen to you and turns off people in Israel that would agree with you. Instead, just address it as it is and say it's wrong and it's dangerous for everybody. When I criticize the Communist Chinese Party, I don't criticize the Chinese people. See what I'm getting at? Then you can't debate my argument that what Netanyahu's doing is outrageous. You imagine if the U.S. was trying to go to Israel and saying we're going to censor Jews in Israel that say don't like Netanyahu? Or vice versa? I mean, to me, this is a litmus test. Any of the Jewish talk show hosts or anybody out there that support this, in fact, it needs to be put to Ben Shapiro, who is definitely in the pocket of Netanyahu. I think he is an intelligence asset. My opinion, how he operates, Levin. I believe they are officially Israeli spies, okay? And I don't hate Israel in and of itself existing. I do hate people that act like they're Americans and act like they're loyal when everything they do flies in the face of that. And I believe from action and behavior that Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro are actual intelligence operatives, card-carrying with Israeli intelligence agencies. I know the cut of their jib, as you say. But regardless, I know that Shlomo Kramer, the godfather of Israeli modern surveillance and cyber, the former head of the A200 group, their NSA, who is at all the key junctures of our banking and systems you need for internet ID and social credit score, I know he's following the orders of mobilization by Netanyahu to openly push the repeal of the First Amendment in the name of protecting it. Oh, you're going to lose it. We're going to put it over here and protect it, and we decide what it is. I mean, this is a frontal assault on America. Even the EU and the UK, when they're suing us and trying to attack us and going after us, still say, oh, we support free speech. We just control what you can say. No, he says, no, it's time to restrict it. This is outrageous. And I want Trump to come out and repudiate this. I want Stephen Miller, who I respect, thinks he's an amazing person, and who I believe is pro-America. In fact, I know. I want to see him repudiate it. I want to see American Jews repudiate this. In our past, it's been the Jews, at least the last 100 years, that have been like super pro-free speech. So let's see you do that now. Because it's crazy. And it's dangerous. I believe the truth will always win, and we'll come out on top, those of us that love freedom and justice and a good society, if we have the right to speak. If they take that away, can't he bar the door? It's why it's the First Amendment. I mean, this is really unspeakable, folks. And the way he sells it with his slick tongue. It's just unbelievable. And again, it's not in a vacuum. The left is all over the New York Times and everywhere else. Time to repeal the Constitution. Time to abolish the First Amendment. Because they know we're winning the Second Amendment argument and the Fourth Amendment argument and the Eighth Amendment argument and the Tenth Amendment argument because our ideas are superior and common sense. So this is turning over the chessboard. This is throwing a fit. This is giving up. All over the world, Western governments are going to pure totalitarianism because they're losing. But he's trying to normalize repealing the First Amendment and just get us used to it. And we have to say no. Trump just banned a bunch of EU bureaucrats that have been involved in censorship from the U.S. I think Trump should sign an order saying any Israeli that calls for repealing the First Amendment or who's actively working against the First Amendment should be banned from the United States. And that goes for any Chinese person or any Mexican or any Swede. I don't have a hard-on for you, Israel. Your leadership's got a hard-on for me. And I ain't bending over and I ain't taking it. That's why our symbol was almost the rattlesnake instead of the eagle. It was because it doesn't start fights, it doesn't come after you, but you step on it, it bites you. And I'm like, will you just please not step on me? Will you please not do it? And if you do step on me, well, then you've decided the course is going to go down. But you're playing into every stereotype and every other thing your enemies are saying. And I know why, because your bosses are getting ready to blow up some synagogues. I know, okay? I wasn't born yesterday, okay? I was born in the dark, it wasn't yesterday. I did fall off a turnip truck, it wasn't yesterday. I see it, I know, okay. This is so disgusting. All right. Go to the godfather of cybersecurity, say get rid of the First Amendment to protect it, of course. And then we'll go to Netanyahu, just a shorter clip recently where he was reiterating the eight-front war. And then we'll continue on after that. Here it is.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves.
Back up and start again. I can teach a college course on this. We need to prove the authenticity. That's the internet ID that they've got right-wing states who mean well, like Texas, passing internet IDs so kids can't look at porn. No, your parents should control it because that isn't just for kids. Now everybody has to do internet ID. They admit they've now got a total internet ID passed 2 weeks ago in Australia, which they bragged and said, yay, the UN said we finally got the world ID. It's happening. Oh, we have to make sure you're real. We'll decide whether you're real or not. Then we'll rate how much you get boosted. Yeah, like Google only putting lies. See how this sounds? They do the AI race. They push all this out. The globalists create the problem, then offer the solution. Here it is.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms. All the social platforms, we need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should control the social media.
Yeah.
You are representatives of the Christian Zionists who made Jewish Zionism possible. It's hard for me to conceive the emergence of the Jewish state, the reemergence of the Jewish state, without the support of Christian Zionists in the United States, also in Britain, but the main thrust was in the United States in the 19th century. So Christian Zionism facilitated the rise and success of Jewish Zionism. And it's been an enormous partnership since then. I've known some of you. Mike, how long have we known since we were teenagers? Something like that? A long time.
46 years.
46 years. Since we were a little more than teenagers. But I can say that we have no better friends. And I mean that sincerely. You have stood by us through thick and thin. And now we're challenged by new challenges, but equally with new opportunities. We've fought... a seven-front war, and we've come out in many ways victorious. But there's an eighth front, and that's the front for the hearts and minds of people, especially young people in the West, and for me, especially in the United States, and for me, especially on the conservative wing of the United States. And I think it's not just Israel's battle. I think it's our common Judeo-Christian civilizational battle. And I think we have to engage in that battle as forcefully, with as much resolution as we engage the other seven fronts. I think it affects not only Israel, it affects America, it affects our alliance, it affects the future of Western civilization. And I don't think I'm exaggerating one bit. I have here my colleagues, Israel's ambassador to the United States, to the United Nations, our consul general in New York, our consul general in Miami, and every one of my delegation. We feel that this is a theater that has to be engaged with great force. Who's to engage in us in this? It's us. It's you and us. And we have to, you know, we have to be, I think we have to be stand up and be counted. They have to hear our voice.
There. And again, I have a full 2.5 minute clip coming up of Shlomo Kramer getting into all the details, how they're going to control us, censorship, all of it. But that's where we are. Now we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to get into Mondami swearing in on a Koran, announcing they're going to grab all this private property. Like he said vaguely, any violation, anything we say you're doing, you don't fix a clogged drain, we're just taking the property. We're going to shut down the grocery stores and have government grocery stores with free food. I mean, this is a classic communist takeover. It is so serious. And if you don't know, for the first 5 years, the Bolshevik Revolution, they only got control of Moscow. It took them 5 years to control the rest of the country. They just seized the main cities and then administratively collapsed those and then take down the whole country. We're going to break. I want to thank all of you before we start the second hour for your support, keeping us on the air. We have incredible products that make it so easy to support us. We have a massive sale going until just January 8th. That's next week. Get a free bottle of the incredible immune-boosting, so good for your whole body, regardless health-wise, Atomic Defense, or Shilajit gummies, pineapple flavor, amazing what that does, with purchase of any supplement. So you buy any supplement, and you can either choose a Shilajit gummies or a bottle of Atomic Defense. Cold and flu season's here. Atomic Defense has the ingredients you need to fortify your body's defenses. Shilajit gummies also work in conjunction by supporting cellular energy, helping your body adapt to stress, which is one of the biggest immune killers. Add any supplement to your cart and get your choice of a free Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummy in your order. Don't miss out. This offer ends Thursday, January 8th. The coordinates to this amazing deal are thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. And go read about what is in Atomic Defense. Concentrated elderberry, turmeric root, garlic extract, organic oregano extract, sea moss, and more. And then the Shilajit, I take an hour to get into. We got the best. All these natural peptides, boost testosterone, you name it. So good for your skin, your clarity, your focus. It's all there. Buy any supplement, get one of these free, the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense, thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.